You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit EnduranceWarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's EnduranceWarranty.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I wonder, how many people truly grasp what the Bible means when it says, walk by faith and not by sight? For us to truly walk with the Lord, we must refuse, absolutely refuse, to walk with our natural sight and our natural understanding. Walking by faith requires a strong determination to follow God's plan and His will, regardless of what life throws your way. The things of God don't go hand in hand with the ways of this world. But you need faith to understand that. In order to fully trust in God, we have to relinquish all control to Him. Take your hands off the situation and wait on the Lord. To put it another way, fully trusting in God means that you abandon trust in yourself or in another human. You stop trying to fix it yourself, and you allow God, you yield to God, you surrender all control to Him. When you have faith, you lean on God. In the same way that a child will place their trust in a parent, that's the type of faith that pleases the Lord. This is the type of faith that looks to God for protection, the faith that looks to God for provision, the faith that looks to the Lord for strength. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 to 17 says, I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love. Notice that the Bible says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Jesus Christ will only dwell in your heart when there is faith. Faith dispels fear. Faith calms a troubled heart. Faith is the cure for a troubled heart. God's word tells us not to let our hearts be troubled. It's telling us to have faith. Have faith that Jesus Christ will save you and rescue you from anything you could face in this life. Psalm 50, verse 15 says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." God wants you to call him. He says, "Trust me in your times of trouble, and I will rescue you." So let your hope be found in God. He has the perfect solution, each and every time. So call on him, whether it's day or night. Your way out is already there. Your future is in his hands. So why wouldn't you call on him? You have the right to call on him because you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood, God's very own possession. There's a saying that goes, "If you do not stand firm in faith, then you will not stand at all." So let me ask you, are you standing in faith? Are you living by faith? Are you walking by faith? Faith is a life of action based on what you believe to be true. For example, the action of not worrying. That is a result of you having the faith that God is in control. The action of not trying to fix everything. That, too, is a result of you having the faith that God is in control. Jesus Christ said, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Why did he say this? Because he wants you to have faith that he will take care of all your needs. Another way to understand or define faith can be summed up in the following way. Faith is doing your part, which is trusting God to do his part. Your part is to believe. That's all you need to do. And then...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You leave God to do his part. Your part is to stand on God's word. His word that says nothing is impossible with God. So once again, let me ask you, are you doing your part? Are you believing? Are you believing and standing on God's word? One of the enemies of faith is fear. And think of it this way. Fear is more about believing circumstances, imaginations, expectations, or statistics instead of God. Fear is all about believing what you can see with your natural eyes as opposed to believing what's written in God's word. Now, there's an even bigger enemy to faith than fear. And this enemy is called doubt or unbelief. And this is when one believes nothing of God, or believes everything but God. So I encourage you to trust and obey God. Let's learn to apply His word over circumstances and emotions. Now, the following faith-based life principles will help you in living a life that is content in the Lord. If you're speaking to any believer who has experienced the power of faith in their lives, they will tell you that faith tells you to never quit. It tells you to keep pressing on, to keep persevering, because faith knows that God will make a way according to His word. The bottom line is that we have to walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by feeling. Faith is simply believing what you can't see. I don't have to see the blood of Jesus for me to believe that it protects me. I don't have to see angels for me to believe that God sends them to protect me. I don't even have to see the Holy Spirit for me to believe that He has power. Faith is all about believing long enough and strong enough. Believe for long enough and believe strongly enough, and you'll be amazed at what God can do. Faith is a requirement for the believer. It's the core of our Christian living. It's by faith that we come to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It's also by faith that we live our lives with joy and gladness, knowing that there is eternity to be spent with the Father above. And perhaps one of the most prominent verses in the Bible about faith is Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
God reaches out to us and says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." As well as placing our hope in God and holding on to Him, we are also encouraged to be joyful and to have a grateful and thankful heart in all circumstances. Paul's message to us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, is still just as important and relevant today as it was back in his time. He encourages us by saying, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." If we can live out these words, if we can just hold on to God no matter what, we can overcome all the obstacles and troubles we face in this world.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.